Yeah, it's strange how these terms change.
Uh-huh.
Even in one person's lifetime, you can see the shift. If a child misbehaves, you say, now you behave or else I'll
whip you.
If a boy comes to see a girl and brings her flowers and candy, you say he's doing what?
And he's a courting.
Then he is her.
Her lover, possibly.
And she is his
girlfriend, let's say.
And if he asks her to marry her, marry him, and she says yes, then you'd say he's her
financing.
If she says no, though, you'd say that she did what to him?
Turn him down, I guess, or jailed him. No, she would jail him if she had promised and then quit him.
Uh-huh. And if they go to church and go through the ceremony, you say they've been...
met married.
Uh-huh. What do you call the fellow who stands up with the groom?
He's the best man.
And the girl who stands up with the bride?
Bridesmaid. Those are terms, I guess, that's held pretty well through the ages.
Uh-huh. Was it common for the groom to go down and buy a new suit before the wedding?
Oh, nearly, I think it is.
Was this common in earlier days?
Not always. He wasn't always able to buy a new suit, did he?
What did he have done to it, or what do you have done to a suit now if you go down and buy it in a clothing store? The clerk goes around, checks your shoulders, checks your waist, and makes marks.
And possibly alter that, you know.
Uh-huh. When you say the man is having his suit, what, when the clerk is making these marks?
I reckon you'd say fitted or corrected.
Uh-huh. Is it still common to have a thing after the wedding? Or you bring a wash tub and a shotgun and a wheelbarrow and...
Well, those things, the chivalry, you used to call them chivalry, you know.
Uh-huh.
No, they're not, I've not heard of many of them in a long time, but it used to be pretty common. Uh-huh. I've been in several of those in my life when I was a young man.
One particularly?
No, they didn't chivalry me.
Oh.
No, I got by. I don't know how I did, but I made it by. But I had helped on other cases before I was married.
Did they ever make the groom ride a rail?
Oh, yes, that's very common. If they could catch him, get a hold of it. It got to be pretty common when the couple would get married, you know, it's pretty hard to find where to sit on that first time then.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of come back lately, too, because they get married and go off and go on 3 or 4 days before you know what to come of.
Uh-huh. Just to miss the chivalry, huh?
Yeah, to miss the, that's right, to miss the chivalry more than anything else.
Did they have dances here in the early days?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've rode 15 miles horseback to a dance.
Huh. Then ride home again, huh?
Ride home again. Maybe dance 1, 2 o'clock at night and get in just before daylight.
Hmm.
His children went to one, now he died.
Well, you sure? That's to be expected. I'm sure that when my daughter gets to be 10, I'm going to get a big stick and go out on the porch, and every time a boy comes around, shout, "You boys, go home now, you boys."
Yeah, possibly will.
The last day of classes in the spring in school, you say that's the day that school's
out.
Uh-huh. And the first day in the fall, the first day of classes then, that's the day that school
takes up.
Uh-huh.